And welcome back here to the Devil Radio Studios, Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, DevilRadio927.com for the live stream. And of course, you can catch us on Facebook and the podcast version that comes out Monday too. We're talking about Eat Local, Give Local today, and really excited to be joined by our next guest, Kathy from Cambridge Market Cafe. Kathy, good morning to you, and thanks for being on the program.
Morning, Jason. Thanks so much. Glad to talk to you today.
It's great to catch up with so many different business owners and wonderful cafes, restaurants all around our county that are participating in this event with Day by Local, Eat Local, Give Local. One thing I love to do, though, is get your story out there. So first of all, tell us a little bit about Cambridge Market Cafe and what you guys offer. What makes you so special?
Awesome. Yeah, we are just over 2 years old here. We were 9 months in when the pandemic hit, and this has really been a community project. The community has come together. I am not a restaurateur by trade. I'm a business owner. I've done a lot of management and social media in my background. So I'm coming at this a little bit differently than most restaurants do. But really, when the pandemic hit, it caused us to pivot a lot of different ways. The original reason that I opened was I didn't want to see another vacant storefront on Main Street in Cambridge. We have such a historic downtown. We have a very historic building here. Lots of history, a lot of different businesses, a lot of different stories to tell through this building. And I just didn't want to see it boarded up again. And my kids are older now, don't need me as much. And it was just the right time to invest back into Cambridge and give the locals a place to meet, work together, collaborate. So we focus on local sourcing of our food. We sell a lot of Wisconsin-made items in our retail shop. We do a lot of collaborations with other makers of all sorts. And so really we're a cold baker. So we work a cold bakery here. So we work with Fosdell's in Stoughton. We work with bakeries in Madison. We kind of get to pick and choose the best that everybody makes and pull it together in this unique environment here where they get to see the best of Dane County in our environment. But when the pandemic hit, the community really came together to help keep us going.
I think that's pretty special too, when you look at identifying how wonderful your community is and how sometimes certain decisions or choices can keep things going, like in a downtown, or can kind of detract from that. And maybe you let that get to a place where people that live right in Cambridge don't want to see that, or people that visit Cambridge. So I love the fact that you were able to do that and took that step to say, hey, we're going to make something with this space, add something to the community. And I'm just telling you right now, I mean, adding a cafe to, I don't care what size town, village, city it is, you can almost never go wrong. I know it's tough work and it's a tough business, but if you put a lot into it, those are almost always successful because people love cafes.
Oh, we're right off the bike trail, the Camrock bike trail. Now we're going to have the extender that they broke ground for. So we'll be connected to the statewide bike system. So our back door is right off the trails, right off of Kashagan and Crick. And then our front step is Main Street. So yeah, we really get a variety of people here, from locals to tourists to bikers. And it's just a really great spot here to meld people, to let them come in and have a cup of coffee and a conversation.
We're talking with Kathy Yerges of Cambridge Market Cafe. The website is cambridgemarket.net. They can find out a whole bunch more right there. Also active on socials on Facebook and Instagram. Kathy, before we move on a little bit, I just talk about the gem that is Cambridge and what it means for you to have a business there.
Yeah. So we've been here 20 years, raised our kids here. My husband and I have volunteered in just about every capacity in town, and it has really been good for raising our kids. And this was our way of giving back to it. You know, it was a struggle because when we moved here, people still remember Cambridge as the Pottery Place or what it was back in the 80s and 90s. And it's changed. Obviously, the highway development affected us, and just Main Street, struggles themselves hurt Main Street in Cambridge. But we have a lot of new people to town. We have some great gift shops across the street from us at Gallery 214, some great gardening shops. Of course, Row Pottery is still here. They renovated a building up the street and made a huge investment in Cambridge. We've got the garment shop who's been here for decades, and just a lot of new life infused in Cambridge. And we're really becoming known for that little hub to for those outdoor sports with our lake, Lake Ripley here, Toshkanon Creek, the bike trail system. It's just a great space to spend the day, spend the afternoon in Cambridge.
Talking with Kathy Yergis at Cambridge Markets, the website cambridgemarket.net. Okay, Kathy, it's Eat Local, Give Local on August 19th. People are going to come to your place. What should they order? What are some of the hot items? What are some of the best things to get?
So we're known for two, three main things. One, we make a fresh soup every day, fresh, as fresh as can get. We go down to the local produce stand. I've got some local farmers and gardeners who bring me fresh produce, and we turn that into a fresh soup every day. So if you're interested in that, we also package that to go. So you can take a container of our soup to go. Other than that, our chicken salad, we make fresh every day from scratch. So we're kind of known for our chicken salad here. And then we do a couple of things with our roasted vegetables. So again, we take that fresh produce that is grown locally. We turn that into some awesome roasted vegetables. We make some sandwiches with that, some protein bowls. You can get them on the side of your dish there. We've got some great sandwiches on the menu. We serve breakfast all day. So eggs or egg sandwiches, burritos. So yeah, fresh, healthy, colorful food is what you'll find here, but primarily known for our soups, our chicken salad, and our roasted vegetables here.
And Cambridge Market Cafe right on Main Street at 217 West Main Street in downtown Cambridge. If you haven't been there, you really should. Kathy, I wanted to ask you a little bit, as we're talking with Kathy Yergis, her and her husband Kevin own Cambridge Market Cafe, just about being involved in an organization like Dane by Local. What has that meant to you and your cafe?
It's meant a lot. They actually reached out to me about this time last year about the Eat Local program and invited me to participate. I wasn't a member of Dane by Local at that time, but they invited me to participate. It looked like a great opportunity to get our name out there and help us. And then through their Soups On program that they ran all last winter, that was really vital for our restaurant to, again, we're well known for our soups. And so when I was approached with that idea, it was an easy thing for us to do. It was phenomenal to sell 40 to 60 quarts of soup every week to a broader audience, bringing that into Madison and distributing that through Madison. And that was really critical to help us survive those winter months of the pandemic. Good news, bad news. I had to pull out of the last couple of soups on because our own local business was picking up and I didn't have the capacity to do the soups, but Dane by Local was obviously understanding of that. That was their goal, is to just give a leg up during a hard time. I look forward to their future collaborative events and you know, we're on the edge of Dane County out here, so people think we're far, but we're really just a few minutes outside of Madison. And being part of Dane by Local just helped introduce us to a lot more restaurateurs, collaboration opportunities, support, marketing, all of that stuff that they stand for really meshes with kind of our vision and our mission here at Cambridge Market. And it was obviously, I became a member as soon as the renewal notices and the membership information came out. We became a member and talk about it with all of our local merchants here in town. That if you're gonna choose an organization, look at Dane by Local because they do a great job of covering all the industries and all the segments of our economy, from restaurants to service businesses to education. They really do a great job of bringing people together in those different industries and supporting us all.
It's something that I loved about the organization ever since I've been involved, is just the collaboration, the collaborative effort, and bringing people from all different areas together. So Kathy, we're glad to have you as a member. We're glad to have you involved in Eat Local, Give Local on August 19th. Thanks so much for your time and what you've brought to Cambridge and what you guys do over there. And we're certainly going to encourage people to head to downtown Cambridge and Cambridge Market Cafe. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks, Jason. Have a great day.
All right. We'll be back on the other side of the break here on Let's Get Local. Back in a minute.